Hi, it's Joe Lowry. This is a special edition of the Global Lithium Podcast. It's only me. I am not having a guest today. And the subject matter is the Galaxy merger with Orocobre. For now, I'll call it Galacobre, the new company. That isn't the name that they have chosen, but since they haven't declared a new name, we'll use that as a place marker. Since the announcement was made yesterday, Australia time, I spent a significant number of hours on the phone talking to people on various continents about their impressions of the transaction. Overall, I think the deal is a positive, especially if you're a shareholder of either company. I have never owned Orocobre stock. I do own some Galaxy shares in a retirement account. But to be clear, Galaxy's not one of my top three lithium stock holdings. I'm doing this brief episode preemptively. I've been asked by several people online for my thoughts. I thought it would just be easier to put a short podcast out on it. Let's talk about the positive aspects first. So the positives, Galacobre will have current hard rock and brine production. So there'll be a two-asset producer with a portfolio of relatively high-quality development projects. I mean, I've always said Sal de Vida is a world-class asset, and I think James Bay is also a high-quality asset. And with the conversion market developing in Europe and longer-term chemical and cathode production in the U.S., there'll be a home for James Bay material if and when that project is brought online. Clearly, the presentation indicated that there was a desire to have James Bay feed a vertically integrated conversion plant, but I think either way, that's a viable asset. The presentation also discussed balance sheet improvement with the combination, and that's fine. I get that. It's just simple math. But where I think there may be a real long-term benefit is I think the combined entity having both brine and hard rock in production and development of both brine and hard rock projects, Galacobre will become an acquisition target for a big mining company or an energy, also known as an oil company, wanting to enter the space. Lithium demand will at least triple by 2025. And then the 4 to 5 years beyond 2025, it will double again. Nobody really is disputing the demand growth now. So we're entering a phase in time where lithium becomes more and more significant. Galacobre immediately will leapfrog Livent and move into the number 5 position in terms of lithium chemical producers. I also feel that if this merger is done right, and I think that's a big if, and I'll get into that a little later, that Galacobre will become number 4 in due course, and that would be replacing Tianqi as the number 4. All you have to do to come to that conclusion is look at the portfolio of assets. An expanded Orla Rose, a fully developed Sal de Vida, and a functioning James Bay. By that time, I'm not sure whether Mt. Catlin will be running or not, but even if you just take those three assets, two significant brine assets and one significant hard rock asset, and we'll let the jury be out on Mt. Catlin, you have a larger production capacity than what we can reasonably expect Tianqi to have without some significant changes there. And when you throw in a new hydroxide plant being built in Japan, if I look at that presentation, I think the $1,500 cash cost to convert the carbonate into hydroxide is nonsense. It's a little on the low side, but that is pretty much endemic to those kind of feasibility cost predictions. Even when you layer in a more legitimate conversion cost, the Japanese asset, if it truly makes battery quality material, will be in a strong position on the cost curve, given the fact that the feedstock is reasonably low cost, and it will be situated close to the market. I see only positives if the project is properly executed. As anyone paying attention knows, one of the biggest benefits of the hydroxide project is the ability to use the low-quality material that's produced at Orla Rose. And instead of trying to find some third party to clean it up, the company will clean it up via hydroxide production. And that's a very legitimate strategy. And now if we take the less optimistic outlook on this combination, let me just start out by saying that if you look at the existing assets each company has in operation, Mt. Catlin is a very marginal spodumene asset. And just recently, with spodumene prices increasing, will they be even cash flow positive? Orla Rose has been a troubled project from the very beginning. It has never made the quality or quantity it was projected to make. This has been a real failure on the part of Orocobre, and I would say that management doesn't get to escape the criticism that that project was not well executed. There is nothing wrong with the brine in that salar, but there are some problems between pumping that brine out and the production of lithium carbonate. Now, things have improved, and if you look at the presentation, there's a optimization project for phase one of Orla Rose, I think slated for maybe next year. And the fact that they need to do further optimization just is further evidence that they did not do it right the first time. And that leads to another point. One of the things in the presentation about the benefits is the proven track record that's touted in the transaction rationale section. I'd say the proven track records of management of both companies are at best questionable. The presentation touts the product quality of Orla Rose. However, the price yields during the down market provide all the evidence needed that Orla Rose, the majority of the product from Orla Rose, is low quality. Hence, quarters with pricing in the $3,000 range when battery quality material in Korea and Japan was selling for over $10,000 a ton. You don't sell in markets where your yield is less than a third of Korea and Japan unless you have to. So let's not kid ourselves. Building the hydroxide plant in Japan is a big step towards laundering the failures of the original project at Orla Rose. That doesn't mean that they can't take the learnings and do a better job on the expansion, but that's a hope. There's certainly no assurance that that's going to happen. And so when you start looking at teams and talk about synergies because of the track records, that provides more questions than answers. I don't believe the fact that Orocobre has brought a brine project online de-risks Sal de Vida in any way. The track record of quantity and quality delivered by Orla Rose speaks for itself, and I would further state it speaks for itself in a very loud voice. Nevertheless, timing is everything, and just as Orla Rose entered the market with a huge tailwind during the last shortage, I think the future bodes well price-wise for anyone that can produce sellable product. And the fact that the plant is being built in Japan to produce lithium hydroxide really takes care of the problem of the low product quality from phase one. But what you have to be concerned about is, did Orocobre learn the lessons and will they execute properly on the expansion? I hope so. I think the market needs it, and I would love to see Galacobre become a world-class lithium company. You have to appreciate that there are very few pure-play lithium companies in existence. Livent continues to sit on its hands. There was a lot of optimism after the Livent spinoff from FMC, but the promise that that entity held has not come to fruition. Despite the fact that when I initially read the announcement, I wasn't that positive about the combination of Galaxy and Orocobre, although it's been less than 24 hours since the announcement as I record this, I am going to say that I would love to see Galacobre succeed. I'd love for them to pick out a better name than Galacobre. And I'm gonna go with the bull case on this. You know, my initial reaction was not that. I think that when you have two companies where management has not done a stellar job, and I think that's a fair rendering of what Galaxy's done in the last several years. I mean, look at, they were supposed to start Sal de Vida in earnest 5 years ago. All sorts of excuses can be made for why that didn't happen, but I think they would fall into the realm of excuses. And obviously, Orocobre's had all sorts of challenges. Let's just hope that the combined organization has the agility to learn from their mistakes, bring in talent where they don't have it, and turn this merged entity into a world-class lithium production company. In any case, those are my thoughts. As always, thanks for listening.